This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents the funeral scene from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. Mark Antony, played by Alan Bates, stirs up public sentiment in favor of the deceased general.
Mr. Speaker, I'm a British here.
Caesar was a tyrant.
Hey, that's such a...
Blessed God we're rid of him.
Peace, let us hear what Antony can say.
You gentle Romans.
Peace, ho! Let us hear him.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So they all honorable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff, yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. You all did see that on the Lupercal I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art fled to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason. Bear with me. My heart is in the coffin there with Caesar. And I must pause till it come back to me.
He thinks he has much reason in his sayings.
Thou consider rightly of the matter, Caesar's had a great wrong.
As he masters, I fear there would have worse come in his place.
Archie, his words, he would not take the crown.
Therefore, 'tis certain he was not ambitious.
If he found so, some would dare abide it.
Poor soul, his eyes are red as fire with weeping.
Not a nobler man in Rome than Antony.
Now mark him, he begins again to speak.
But yesterday, the word of Caesar might have stood against the world. Now lies he there, and none so poor to do him reverence. O masters, if I were disposed to stir your hearts and minds to mutiny and rage, I should do Brutus wrong and Cassius wrong, who you all know are honorable men. I will not do them wrong. I rather choose to wrong the dead, to wrong myself and you, than I will wrong such honorable men. But here's a parchment with the seal of Caesar. I found it in his closet. 'Tis his will. Let but the commons hear this testament, which, pardon me, I do not mean to read. And they would go and kiss dead Caesar's wounds, and dip their napkins in his sacred blood. Yea, beg a hair of him for memory, and dying, mention it within their wills, bequeathing it as a rich legacy unto their issue.
We'll hear the will. Read it, Mark Antony.
The will. Have patience, gentle friends. I must not read it. It is not meet you know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men. And being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you, it will make you mad. 'Tis good you know not that you are his heirs, for if you should, oh, what would come of it?
Read the will.
Hear it, and hear it.
Read the will.
Will you be patient? Will you stay a while? I have o'ershot myself to tell you of it. I fear I wrong the honorable men whose daggers have stabbed Caesar. I do fear it.
Say what
were traitors, honorable men.
The will! The testament!
Where was the will?
Read the will!
You will compel me then to read the will!
Then make a ring about the corpse of Caesar, and let me show you him that made the will.
Shall I descend?
Aye.
And will you give me leave?
Allow! Descend!
You shall have leave! The wings stand well!
Stand with the body!
For Anthony, your soul, Anthony!
Yea, press not so upon me, stand far off.
If you have tears, prepare to shed them now. You all do know this mantle. I remember the first time ever Caesar put it on. 'Twas on a summer's evening in his tent. That day he overcame the Nervii. Look, in this place ran Cassius' dagger through. See what a rent the envious Casca made. Through this, the well-beloved Brutus stabbed. And as he plucked his cursed steel away, mark how the blood of Caesar followed it, as rushing out of doors to be resolved if Brutus so unkindly knocked or no. For Brutus, as you know, was Caesar's angel. Judge, O you gods, how dearly Caesar loved him. This was the most unkindest cut of all. For when the noble Caesar saw him stab, ingratitude, more strong than traitor's arms, quite vanquished him. Then burst his mighty heart. And in his mantle, muffling up his face, even at the base of Pompey's statue, which all the while ran blood, great Caesar fell. Oh, what a fall was there, my countrymen. Then I and you and all of us fell down whilst bloody treason flourished over us. Oh, now you weep, and I perceive you feel the dint of pity. These are gracious drops. Kind souls, what weep you when you but behold our Caesar's vesture wounded? Look you here. Here is himself. Marred, as you see, with traitors.
Oh, piteous spectacle.
Oh, noble Caesar.
Oh, awful day.
Oh, traitors, villains.
Oh, most bloody sight.
We will be revenged!
Stay, countrymen!
He's there! He has never answered
him!
Good friends, sweet friends, let me not stir you up to such a sudden flood of mutiny. They that have done this deed are honorable. What private griefs they have, alas, I know not that made them do it. They are wise and honorable and will, no doubt, with reasons answer you. I come not, friends, to steal away your hearts. I am no orator as Brutus is, but as you know me all, a plain, blunt man that loved my friend. And that they know full well that gave me public leave to speak of him. For I have neither wit nor words nor worth, action nor utterance, nor the power of speech to stir men's blood. I only speak right on. I tell you that which you yourselves do know, show you sweet Caesar's wounds, poor, poor, dumb mouths, and bid them speak for me. But were I Brutus, and Brutus Antony, there were an Antony would ruffle up your spirits and put a tongue in every wound of Caesar that should move the stones of Rome to rise and mutiny!
Away that speak the first!
Yet hear me, countrymen, yet hear me speak! You go to do you know not what. Wherein hath Caesar thus deserved your loves? Alas, you know not, I must tell you then, you have forgot the will I told you of.
The will.
Here is the will, and under Caesar's seal, to every Roman citizen he gives, to every several man, 75 drachmas.
Your son of Caesar will revenge his death royal.
Hear me with patience.
Peace, Paul.
Moreover, he hath left you all his walks, his private arbors and new planted orchards on this side Tiber. He hath left them you and to your heirs forever.
Oh!
Common pleasures to walk abroad and recreate yourselves. Here was a Caesar. When comes such another?
Never!
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.